Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Our topic for today is pandemic-related social phobia. And
yeah, man.
Yeah. What that means is, you know, it's almost a year, and we're going to be, we're starting to come out a little bit more now, depending on where you are. Maybe you had less restrictions, but here in New York, we had a lot of restrictions, and you know, we were mostly home. We have been coming into the office, but not every day. So, you know, now as we're going to begin to emerge and talk about, you know, going back to classes, going back to restaurants, going back
to going shopping,
busy restaurants,
going to museums or galleries.
Right. You know, are you experiencing some kind of, I'm not ready yet, or I don't, I'm not ready to go out. I know I am. I've gotten used to the comfort of my home, and it's safe.
Yeah, it's something like a prisoner syndrome in that you get used to, you know, living within very specific parameters and feeling safe within those walls or within that pod, within that situation. And so, and I think also to mentioning New York City, if you've been in an area where there was an extreme case of many people being sick and sirens and death, it doesn't, you know, it's hard to trust that you can go out again further. Yeah. And I think also that for a lot of people who have not gone out at all, now just the thought of stepping out seems scary.
Yeah. I mean, there's a whole social grace that goes with being with people. You know, you have to smile. You have to. It's just
And
a
you
lot.
Can't see their half of their face right, now. So.
But you have to say, pardon me. I mean, there's just, I'm not saying that these are bad things. I mean, we do them automatically. But we have not had to do a lot of that.
That's right.
You know, even the, if you go on food shopping, it's been not very crowded. Everything we've done has been pretty singular.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, the notion of feeling, I know someone mentioned going to a gallery and that it was crowded and that he freaked out for a minute. Even though ultimately he was able to stay and move around, and they were doing distancing, but it was more people than he'd seen in a long time.
That makes sense.
So those kinds of situations can be particularly alarming.
I went to the museum on Sunday, and there was a very popular exhibit, so there was a line to get in the exhibit. It wasn't long, but they wanted to ensure that when you were in the exhibit, everybody had 6 feet and could really see things. So, but they had marks on the floor, you know, 6 feet where you had to be, and there were two guys in front of me that were not following the red line. You know, they were moving too close to the woman in front of them, and then I would stay back until they really had the room. But they kept moving, and they were not respecting of that 6 feet, and it was really bothering me. I just, you know, they did have masks on, but it, you know, I guess I'm just not used to. Normally, you know, I'm accustomed to a busy subway a year ago, but now I don't think I can cope with it. So there's, how are we going to re-enter? How are we going to do this?
Yeah. Well, the way that you deal with phobias is usually what's called exposure therapy.
Oh, I see. You got to do it.
Slowly and gradually.
You got to get back on the horse.
Yeah. You have to find your way to take small doses of human company or human exposure, I guess it is, at this, you know, which means going out in the public or maybe into a small prescribed situation, but where there are enough parameters that you feel safe enough, but you're probably going to be at least a little anxious.
You remember we used to have full elevators?
Oh, yeah.
And now you're not allowed more than two people in an elevator. I don't know how we're going to go back. I guess we will get used to it.
Yeah. But it is going to feel weird.
So if you're experiencing this, you're not alone.
No.
Oh, no.
So you think everybody's going through this?
I think a very large number of people are, yes. And especially as you approach things, like we're talking about out in the public, but even things like travel, you know, going back onto an airplane for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's particularly loaded for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, getting to a sardine can, yeah.
Yeah.
Safety.
Exactly. Any closed environments are particularly scary. So, and I think there is a piece, you know, the other thing that we've been saying all along the way is everyone's risk, level of risk is different.
Right. And that's true too.
The safety factors.
Right.
What you need to feel safe. So we're not saying get out there and, you know, hop on a plane, mm-hmm. but it is something to the effect of you do need to challenge mm-hmm. the super phobic parts of you to get out in the world again.
Right.
Gradually.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think of myself as phobic, but this is, I'm feeling it. All right, so we have to now, because we're hitting a year, we have to start challenging that and just doing small things.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
When I went to the bank this week, I don't know why, I just had this feeling of like, oh my God, am I going to remember how to have a conversation? It was like all of a sudden I felt almost socially like inept, like am
That's
I going
right.
to say good afternoon and how high... Hi, how are you? And all of this stuff, but
that's right.
It ended up being fine. But as I was waiting on the line, I noticed I was like, I'm feeling kind of anxious because I haven't done this in a while.
And that's a great example. And Kathy, I think you were talking about that, not for you personally, but that we haven't used our social skills in so long.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right.
Everybody's a little rusty, a little awkward.
Yeah. And a little nervous, like, what do I say here? I don't know.
Right, and everything's so, like, doom and gloom, not to, but, you know.
Right, what is the small talk?
Sure,
right.
What is
and
the
also,
small talk?
And also, can you really hear or understand anyone with their mask on? I mean, I run into that problem.
Right,
right.
I'll be checking out at a store, and somebody will say something to me, and I didn't understand a word they said. So I try to make a joke and say, excuse me, the mask thing, I'm not. So
right.
Can you re-say that? And usually they think it's funny and they do.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point,
but
too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I surprisingly, I'm pretty extroverted, but I kind of like this, the more quiet, less people. Maybe I got used to it because I had no option.
Yeah.
And so, all right, so we all have to start taking little steps and we'll report back.
Yes. Yeah, and also just to appreciate what you're saying, which is that we're all a little phobic. We're all a little afraid.
Sure.
And there's good reason we've had it drilled into our minds for a year now to stay distant, to cover up, to don't shelter in place for many months. Many people did have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also, it's sort of like coming out of a war zone. You know, you don't know if the next bomb, oh, now it's the variants. That's the next thing, right? Is there are variants out there. And that, I was thinking, that's almost like, counter espionage or something like, here's this creepy thing that's in the background that's going to come and get us.
Invisible thing, right? That's just kind of there.
It's very, that's challenging.
Yeah.
It's real. They're not unreal.
Yeah.
But we do have to keep living.
Sure.
So maybe you have to do the double mask thing if that's going to make you feel safe enough to go out and be out and about a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I also ate at an outside cafe. So I did explore a little bit.
Look at you, Kathy. That's
I know.
Great.
And everyone that came in, it was just sort of a hut, you know, it was pretty open.
Yeah.
Right.
I found very suspicious.
Well, this is the other thing. It's so true.
What are they doing? Okay.
But that is the other thing, is we're all looking at each other like,
are you
a carrier?
Right.
Or
it's so funny,
me?
Like, are you following the rules, right? Like
right.
these guys, and then I do get upset when I see people that are not wearing their mask right, or they're standing really close to me. I'm like, why are you, you know, not maintaining the distance?
I remember weeks ago, actually, you went into a UPS store. I was standing on the outside. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And this is homeless guy, no mask.
Right.
And he went into the UPS store, and I was like, oh, my God, do we tackle this guy? You know, what do we do here? He fortunately went out again. But
well, he asked for some paper, and she gave it to him, and so he would leave.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was months ago when things were
really
worse.
Bad. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know when I see people without their masks on, and I'm sorry if we're offending people that are not believers in masks. But, you know, we're pretty condensed here in New York, so you kind of have to follow that. I know many people are in cars and they don't live in density. It's different. But I get kind of upset when people are not wearing the mask, not because, you know, and they may be perfectly fine. They may have the antibodies.
Or maybe they're vaccinated even, yeah.
Right, they might be fine. But it's become sort of the social norm because we don't know.
Right.
That's
I mean, unless you start wearing a sign, I'm vaccinated and I have the antibodies. I don't know.
Wearing it on their back.
And I don't, you know, it seems to me like they're very privileged people.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. So it just, anyway.
Yeah, well, for me, it's like we're all in this together, right? So let's all collectively, like I'm wearing the mask for everybody.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
You know?
Okay, so that's it for this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time. And in the meantime, we hope that you will challenge just a little bit your social phobia.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.